This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will the U.S. soon run out of money to pay its bills? The AP's Jennifer King.
The president slated to meet with congressional leaders at the White House this afternoon to discuss the looming debt ceiling. It's a high-profile Oval Office meeting, but expectations are low for a deal today to get the votes to raise the $31 trillion debt ceiling and keep the U.S. from running out of cash to keep paying the nation's bills. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
You've got to have something done by this weekend, and we are nowhere near any of that.
Those familiar with closed-door negotiations say various areas of possible agreement include taking back untapped COVID-19 money, imposing future budget caps, permitting reforms that would ease energy development, and bolstering work requirements for government aid recipients. That's something Biden has said he'd be open to.
But for Medicaid, it's a different story.
President Biden was hopeful about the negotiations. The session comes as the president prepares to depart for the Group of Seven summit in Japan, where U.S. leadership will be on the world stage. Jennifer King, Washington.
Lawmakers want to know why those three banks failed recently: Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank. The heads of two of the three failed banks will appear today before the Senate Banking Committee. The community of Farmington, New Mexico, trying now to understand why an 18-year-old roamed the neighborhood yesterday, firing randomly at cars and houses, killing three people and injuring six others before he was killed, say police. Police Chief Steve Hebby.
We are doing the best that we can to piece through and talk with family members of the suspect, piece through what was going on, look at the evidence to see if we can figure out what the motivation was. But at this point, it appears to be purely random.
Two men have been arrested, and there's a search for a third person following a shooting at a graduation party in New Hampshire over the weekend that wounded four people, say police. This is AP News. Now to Rudy Giuliani. The AP's Norman Hall has this story.
Former New York mayor and Trump legal advisor Rudy Giuliani faces a legal challenge. A woman who says she worked as an off-the-books employee for Rudy Giuliani during his stint as Donald Trump's personal lawyer alleges in court papers that the former New York mayor coerced her into sex and owes her nearly $2 million in unpaid wages. Noelle Donfey said in the lawsuit that she was Giuliani's business development director and public relations consultant from 2019 to 2021. The new court filing portrays Giuliani as a hard-drinking, Viagra-popping womanizer who made satisfying his sexual demands an absolute requirement of her employment. A Giuliani spokesperson says Giuliani vehemently denies the allegations and intends to make counterclaims. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas prices holding steady at $3.53 a gallon this morning, but a month ago it was $3.66, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.